Mit Schenk auf Gimmel mit der Zifte Aller und ich wollte bei mir Shabura Siv Katan Yod Tess, I think. Okay. So this sheet was said that if you're using Domim, you're matching Domim, something which has a set price, so that's really a vehicle to say how much you need. Something which is not a set price, so then matching dummy doesn't tell you how much you need. So then it's clearly part of the financial transaction discussion of how much you're going to pay. So Abagav the Oster Chozat Chilas Hagos. It's going back on this hetter that he said. B'schum dummy is only Oster. Where you make a total, but if you just say the sikum domim, you say domim without a sikum, it's more. So come the hoda kaim along the osir lahaskir domim klal. So not only is sikum domim osir, but domim is also osir. And now we're saying domim is mutter. Teretz is who b'davar shein micha yedua. B'anush shein l'davar who kitzba psikus domim. It doesn't have a set price. For example, he says, I want a pashut's worth of X, being a pashut being a type of a coin. The purpose over here is just to tell him how much he wants and not to make a price. That can't be true. Because there's no known price. So you don't know what you're going to get for that. It's known the price is the set price. I mean, the Simon of Alma. So when I say a dollar's worth, I say so. That's a way to say a certain amount. So it's not discussing the mechira part of it, the sale with the price. It's discussing the amount, which that's mutter. See, even though they're machmirim, the minig is ready to be Michael. Kar pashat v'nei yesh kamach redim shesar m'shiyesh tizor medina shlo lahaskar shem damim b'chol shken shem mida b'chol gavna k'dasu m'chaber. The many akredim paskin not like this minig that mentioning the price or mentioning the mida is a problem. V'chomokim ein limchus b'yad anoig l'hokol d'yesh lo amin l'isma. But if somebody's Michael, you can't say that he's wrong, because they definitely want to rely on, especially with their abundance. But if you're asking what to do, I'm telling you it's proper not to do it. And definitely because like, what's the need to do that? You have there's an easy way of doing it. Beheter. You know, so listen, you know, we'll just fill up this kli, and afterwards we'll figure out, after Shabbos, what's in it. By minyan, we said you can mention a number. Well, you ask your shame damim klal without mentioning the money. Well, we're the cheshbon on the mocher, and we'll do the cheshbon after Shabbos. Kemashin noigim. A new case. Shekosim Reb Shabbos, the merker writes down before Shabbos, pointing hiniach kach v'kach mos, pointing kach v'kach, they paid before Shabbos X amount of money. On Shabbos, they're going to come and actually get the item. L'mokhur b'Shabbos k'shenosin ayayin, so they would do this with wine. So l'kech ha-merker machad v'oysin l'kavim b'New York k'minyin ayayin shalokach, osu lasus ken. So he gave $5 before Shabbos. He took $3 worth of wine, so he put 3 pins in. This way he knows that he used up $3 worth of the money on credit. So it says you can't do that. Why not? The ksav is shtar hidyotis. She's not allowed to use shtar hidyotis. So if you can't read them, you, all similarly, you can't, you know, interface with them, etc. So that's not a heter. And Chabasiyah said, "Kavim would be New York Gab Kain Nochel Chashkila," and making the holes, we could argue, is a form of making a Rishima. So that's along the lines of a Kaisiv. It's instead of writing a word, you're making a picture. You're over here, you're making a hole, but what you're doing is you're doing something which will be representation of it. So it's some form of a picture in a certain sense. Okay. You can write on a petek, on a piece of paper, or a little tab of paper, write a certain amount of money. And Shabbos, when the person comes and picks up the wine, picks up the item, so I have a book which has, I'm accepting 10 customers on Shabbos. So I have a book with all the names of all 10 customers written down, and I have monopoly money. I have a piece of paper which says on it $1, $5, $10. I have different numbers on pieces of paper. When he comes and he takes $10 worth, I take the $10 piece of paper and I put it on the guy's name, so I know that he took $10 worth. So you can't do that. That's again a case of story jotis. So they would put a seed there by the person's name. I'm assuming the case over there, the Gabbai Tzedakah, was that the case was either that the person committed to a certain amount of money. So our modern version is you have the pledge card and you move the paper clip. So the paper clip is like the seed, and the pledge card is with numbers, it's Tzarei Yotis, but it's Tzarech Mitzvah, it's Kefse Shemaim, so it's Mutter. So that's basically what we do. We rely on this argument of Chefs Hashemayim.
It sounds like people are essentially keeping the stores open on Shabbos, though. Because that's just a mikra that it happens. I have a whole deal that's all set up in advance, and they'll come to my store on Shabbos.
Well, you know what? It's similar. We're not familiar with this idea, but you have this in Europe, in many of the cities.
Shabbos seems like it was active still.
Right. I'm saying you have in Europe. I'm saying that today, this day, uh-huh, you have restaurants which serve people on Shabbos.
Right.
You know that the kosher restaurants are open, and the people come in and get their meals, eat their meals there on Shabbos, and they would do all of their arrangements before Shabbos or after Shabbos, however they would do it, and they have to come up with a system which works. So they basically said, oh, you pay it before Shabbos, and you basically have there's a basic menu, everybody gets basically within the same menu, so you pay for it before Shabbos. But over here, apparently, the people were coming and getting certain items. So, and people didn't live in these wonderful spacious homes with tremendous storage space. They didn't have refrigeration ways to store things either. So the chadvani would have his better storage, and he had more room, and he would pick up on Shabbos what you needed to use on Shabbos. That seems to be a. Yeah. And also, you have the musig a little bit. That people basically purchase their food for the day every day. We don't do that. Yeah. Every morning you run and you pick up your fresh bread and you pick up the milk, and so imagine they would do the same thing on Shabbos. Hey, so now we're dealing with this is not nothing. Move away from the mechir issue. It's a transport issue. So carrying a large amount is derechol. So doing it in a sal and a kupa, which were these were the containers that they would usually use. Sal is a basket, kupa is a box. So you could just carry it in front of you, or al-ksefer on the shoulder. That's a shinui. Even though it's not an easier type of a the heter is not because it's, you're carrying it in a lighter way, an easier way. Heter is because it's different than the weekday. The option of doing it different than usual is not an option. For example, he has a large amount of guests and he can't carry it in these other ways which limit his ability to carry. He has to carry in the normal fashion, which he's... There's a reason why the normal fashion is the most effective way of carrying. So if I have a large amount, I want to carry it the most effective way because I don't have time. So then you're allowed to do it in that fashion as well. Mutter. V'yesh armim d'lamayit behiluch odiv. So come and say so, carrying it in this other fashion, which is different than usual, but if that's going to cause you to have to make multiple trips, so if I have a choice between carrying it in the normal fashion and making one trip, or in not a normal fashion and making multiple trips, if the goal over here is because of the Kavod Shabbos, so don't do Derech Chol. Is also, we shouldn't be slapping things back and forth multiple times either. And that might be more important. You would put three or four of these large containers inside of a box and you carry them. That looks like a weekday type of activity of schlepping burdens. The fun of Biyadim is he carrying it in front of himself. Oyaksefer on his shoulder. Echad Ishnaim, one or two. The Mukhal Tzarek Shabbosu. Then we understand that he's not doing it because of Derech Chol. He's doing it because this is minimal amount which you would normally use over a Shabbos. If you have Mishay Shana, be Derech Chol. Other examples of a Shinri. So what's he getting over here? What's he saying? He's doing it on the fun of Allah, say, with is there other examples. She is Shana Midar Chol, do it different than usual. That's over here. Other types of scenarios, you should be Mishana. Over here, the point we're saying is other types of scenarios are the ways of being Mishana. Okay, that's a more correct lesson. Some argue that it's better not to do this Shinui if that's going to cause you to have to make multiple trips. It's better to be Mamayit and Hiluch than to be Marb and Hiluch with a Shinu. I see Makav Tavkav Yod, Sif Ches, Behagod, the Pasuk, Yeshem Ramel, he's passing like this Shita. Chol's Eb, Mokam Shein Royan. You're doing it privately. And I saw it there, Mavi Hamurevis, you're carrying it out in public scenario, even though there's no Malach involved, because it's even their Rabbanon, it's a Murevis. So over there, the idea of carrying in the regular fashion, because you'll make less trips, the people don't see how many trips you're making. They'll see you walking by one time carrying this thing, which looks like a weekday type of an activity. So over there you have to definitely even though you're going to end up with multiple trips, but each trip is done in a way which is not the normal way you would carry. That's why people seeing it will not be confused. Okay, Nudin, Vav, moving away from that issue, dealing with the issue of Hakana. So you are doing activities on Shabbos which are beneficial for after Shabbos. That's Ramah Hakana. So Medichim Kalim the Tzarech Hayom, you can wash dishes that you need for the day. so I can wash them Friday night after the meal to have them ready to go for the tzarchiyah. We're talking about a case where he needs the kalim to eat a meal. So there's still the meal that we're anticipating. It's before the morning meal or even before shalshutas, whatever it is. After the third meal, so there's no need for these kalim anymore. So you have to wait till the Shabbos. You can't wash them. But however, drinks, person's constantly drinking during the day. Okay. You need one cup. And you have 10 dirty ones. You can wash all 10 of them. Any one of them could be the cup. So similarly, a person can make he can make 10 different beds and then lie in one of them. He wants to lie in a bed which is made, so he can make all the beds because he might lie in any one of them. Assuming that that's true. But this is all talking about a case where he needs the washed one. In other words, if he has a clean one. And he needs one plate, and he has one clean plate. So he can't say, well, listen, let me go wash another 10 because I might use those. You have no need to wash at all. But once you have a need to wash, you can wash all 10. You don't have to wait till immediately before the meal. I can wash Friday night to have the kalim available for Shabbos day. Or Shabbos day in the early afternoon to have the kalim available for shalshutas, which could be 6-7 hours away. Long with summer afternoon, so Shabbos is quite long. He finishes the morning meal at 1 o'clock. You're not going to eat shalshutas till it's 8 o'clock, right? So it's a 7-hour difference. Not a problem. Okay, but it's all talking about he has another meal. He's still anticipating another meal. If he knows he's not going to need these specific kalim anymore, he's even with the fact that he's having another meal, but these specific items are not going to be necessary for that meal. He knows the menu, whatever it is, and it's not going to be used. So then, you cannot wash them. I still need these kalim because I'm going to actually be washing again and having another meal. So even though shalshutas came and went, he ate shalshutas early. He ate shalshutas at 7 o'clock. So it came and it went. Yeah, but so now he wants to wash because he wants to wash the kalim because he's going to have a snack. Okay, fine. But that's not the average case. Once the shalshutas is completed, probability he's not going to be eating again. But if he knows he's going to be eating again, fine. Kol yom, but kli shtiyah you can wash throughout the day. But if you borrow lo shel lo yishtoid shuv also ladiach a case. So if he knows he's not going to be drinking anymore, once he reaches that stage, or that's true, so you can't wash the cups either. Fine. Fine. Zion. So now we're dealing with the siman talking about different issues which come up with kalim. So it's like a broad siman. So now we're dealing with the issue of tikkun kli through tefillah. So there are two scenarios of tefillah. You talk about kli which became tameh. You had to be metaret through tefillah. And then the person buys a kli chadash, or a kli which is new to the Jew from a goy, So since it was in possession of the goy, it, when it comes into from the possession of the non-Jew into the possession of the Jew, there's a requirement of tefillah before you use it. One of the Mefarshim sees it almost along the lines of a geirus. The same way when you transfer a non-Jew to a Jew, you need a geirus process, you need a tefillah mikvah. So when you transfer a non-Jewish kli to a Jewish kli, so you don't need all of the steps, but at least the step of tefillah to make it roy for the Jew to use. Okay, so the Mechaber says you're not to be matvul the kli chodesh aton tefillah. So in a case where it's a kli which became tamei and you're being tevil, it's that's a real tikkun. It began from being tamei to being tor. So I take that back. It's an issur d'rabbanan. It's not issur d'oraisa. It's not a real tikkun on the raisa level, but on the d'rabbanan level, there's a real change taking place. The kli went from being tamei to being tor. So as a man, they had kachim and they had truma, this keli, and they had meister sheni. So as soon as you travel the kli, you ought to use a meister sheni. There's this of using keli and shatami for meister sheni. You can't be matama meister sheni. But once you travel the kli, you can use it for meister sheni. Kli yem is mutter by meister sheni. So you possibly change the kli. But the case where a person travel the kli, which you buy some magoi, so the Mechaber says, it's not really, nothing really happens in the kli. Mitzad the rice that they can then there's no issur being mishtamish with beforehand. There's a loch you're mechiyev to be tovel. Chazal made an issur you can't because otherwise people will not be motivated to tovel it. But mitzad the etzim clean nothing really happened. So that's the first shita. Some say no, that you're it's like mirabonin. It's equivalent of a tikkun in the kli because before you're not allowed to use it. Now you're allowed to use it. So you've changed the kli to make it more usable. That's a tikkun of function, and that's going to be also to do on Shabbos. V'yar shemaim yetzi yedesh es kulam. So according to one shita, you may not travel it. According to one shita, you may travel it, and therefore you mechuyev to travel it. So you want to use the kli. So according to one shita, we say you're mechuyev to travel it before you use it. So you can't use the kli yet. According to the shita, we could argue maybe that which Chazal asked to use it, the midrash you're allowed to use it before your tevel. You have a mitzvah tevel, but it doesn't take away from this. It doesn't create an issur just the right. But Chazal saw that if people can be mishtamish with before they tevel it, they will never get around to being tevel it. But if you have on yourself a outside issur preventing you from being tevel it, so maybe you're allowed to move it, use it. According to one opinion, you're allowed to use it as is, and you may not travel it. According to one opinion, you must travel it, you're not allowed to use it as is. So that's those two sheetas are going to be reconcilable. So the eitzah is give it to the goy as a matana, and now it belongs to the goy. A caleb goy doesn't need tefillah. You borrow it from the goy. After Shabbos, you work out, you know, what's supposed to happen afterwards. But right now on Shabbos, what you do is you mock it to the goy and then you borrow it back. There is a Hilchos Tefillas Kelim in the Yeridea. I'm going to say it's a Taz. I'm not sure. I think it's a Taz. So it says, but this idea of giving it to the goy and then borrowing it back only works short term. This shall be here Shabbos. He has to get through Shabbos, and after Shabbos, he'll take it. He'll have the goy will be makted back to him, and it'll be tabled. So fine. Well, let's say that there's an ongoing issue of a long term issue, the eitzah of giving it to the goy and then borrowing it back for long term is not acceptable because it looks like it belongs to the Jew. The Jew perceives it as his own. He's not being tevel the keli. That's improper. So this hetzer matana works just for a short term issues. Practical application of that was, you know, if you have an electric urn or an electric appliance. So not all electric appliances are chayv and tefillah, but the electric urn clearly is chayv and tefillah. But you know they have these big warnings: do not get the thing wet, etc. So what are you supposed to do? So there are there are three practical eitzes. One is to give it to a Jewish umon, a Jewish craftsman, who can take it apart. A type of this disassembly, which require an umon to fix, is to say you broke the kli. And now when the Jewish umon makes the kli, it's a Jewish made kli. Jewish made kli does not require tefillah. If you would disassemble it in a way that even a hedyah could fix it, it's not called that it broke. But if you break it, if you quote unquote break it in such a way that a hedyah could not fix it, only a umon could fix it, so it's considered as if the kli became dysfunctional. And now when the umon fixes it, he is making the kli. He's completing the process of making the kli. So the kli was made by a Jew, it's not chayav in tefillah. So that's one eitzah. One eitzah is that a lot of this stuff, they say you can't be terrible if you're terrible at one time. If you wet your hands with the water of the mikveh, you hold your hands lightly, so it's not really filling up with water, but there is a tefillah going to that makom because the water in your hands halachically connects to the water of the mikveh. It's kilo, the mikveh water is going there. And the third eitzah is get bimakta to a goy. Guys, remember Pedro? Remember the goy used to work over here named Pedro? Okay, so Pedro owned the yeshiva urn.
What Pedro?
This is the person who used to work here years ago. Right? Rabbi Anner had an amak of the yeshiva urn to him.
Not the Pedro who works for your university town.
Rabbi, how did the second one get out of the electrical parts wet?
The point is, a lot of this stuff, the real issue of getting electrical parts wet is not really getting them wet. The issue is turning them on when they're wet. Now, if you get it wet and you let it dry, and then before you turn it on, they say, you know, tell the person, don't buy the urn at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos. Buy it on Monday morning, tovel it Monday afternoon, don't let it get too wet, and then, so it'll dry easily, put it in a warm place, and it'll dry off a few days, and use it. So the point is, you know, as long as you don't have major amounts of water pouring in there, it's usually not a problem. If you have electronics, it's more complicated. You have computerized chip type of stuff, it's more complicated. There can't get the water can actually damage it. But if it's an electrical appliance alone, that's all it is, so usually there's not a problem. Now, a lot of these things, the first eitzah, you lose your warranty, just on a practical level. If it's disassembled by an umman, it loses its warranty. Some of them say if you immerse them in water, you lose your warranty also. If you mount it to the girl, you still have, you know, I tell somebody says that you might not have the warranty if you mount it to the girl either. Because you bought it, you have the right to the warranty, but you don't own it. You don't own it anymore. No, I really own it. Well, then you have other problems. If you really think it's a not real mechira, not real matana. But so Rav Einar held that which he said that you can't do it long term is something where you have another eitzah. You don't have another eitzah how to deal with it. So then you're allowed to rely on the being makta to goy even for long term. Okay. So the eitzah is to be makta to him in matana and then borrow it back from him. Main start to be low. Now, Zok the Ramah. No, they didn't. They're not doing electric appliance, obviously, right? So it's really tefillah works. Just practically, you're not allowed to do tefillah on Shabbos. Comes with the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Vimahu kli sheroy lemalus b'mayim." It's a type of kli which would be normal to use it to draw water. So your well is usually a mikvah. Great. Dip the kli into the mikvah to draw the water. Meanwhile, your tevel, you're clean. So that is not, it's not nicker that you're doing a maisa of tikkun. You let a mayim in a mikvah, but also like tevila, that'll count as the tevila. So that's not a problem. Okay. Now the Gemara says that eitzah by a person, the Morris is really a person being terrible. A person came to tell me being terrible on Shabbat theoretically should be also because there's a tikkun in the person. But since people go into the water to bathe, to cool off, etc., so that it's more. I mean, the Gemara bathing in cold water is mutter. It's only in hot water which the gzeira applies to. There's a minhag hakadmonim not to be terrible, not to bathe it even in cold water. But it didn't the Gemara that was mutter. So Moshe says it's not nicker at all. What you're doing? You're doing it to bathe in cold water to cool off, whatever it is. So the Moshe says, but by Adam, tefillah is mutter because it's not nicker that you're doing a tikkun. And by Kaylee, theoretically, we say that that's not true. Comes or Moshe says, but if you have a Kaylee which happens to be similar to Adam in that sense, that it would look actually absolutely normal. So I'm taking my knives. I need, you know, my knives and forks. You know, put it in the mikveh. Say, well, because I'm drawing water from the mikveh. Like, no, doesn't look. Hey, obviously, your girl is be terrible. Your kaylee, you can use the kaylee, but I'm taking a big container to put in there because maybe I'm drawing water from the well. Any well which is really groundwater halachically is a mikvah. So it's not a cistern where you draw water from the well and you're storing it in the cistern. If it's based on groundwater, which your average well is, so that's the same thing. You would have a natural pool in the ground. The fact that you dug it and that's why the water came out doesn't bother me. Why it's there, but now that it's there as natural water in the ground, that's called a mikvah. It actually might be a mayan in halacha, depending on it, which might be even better. But okay, so the mishabur alamid mutter. Feel how you like a kli kadam shabbos yomtiv. The material mold is, even though it's not, well, since you only got it air right before yomtiv or right on shabbos or yomtiv, that's we have it tzarech to make. This is the sheet holds it's mutter. So it's mutter even if you had it earlier. You could have done it before shabbos, so you didn't. It's still mutter. Because it's not nicker that you're doing a tikkun. As a matter of fact, in a case where without the oysum, I feel like yila a kliba Shabbos. For example, shenos lo any hudi matana. If the halachi osur b'neishan nira kimasakan a kliya yidei atfila, to mean tefila haya osur lishtamish bo, lekach osur min rabbanon. There's a rabbanon dika type of tikkun over here, because the kli went from being osur to use to being mutzur to use. So in some way you've fixed the kli to make it usable, so that's the chazal, so that's also according to the oyster. Okay, kli chadash hanicha min any yudu, talking about you're buying a kli from a goy, and mechaber sussan lehizker be'ez a kli myri. Now there is a shita which minaraisa kli matecha is chayv in tefila. Kli zchuchis is not chayv in tefila deraisa. Kli eitzim are not chayv in tefila deraisa. Mirabanan they're chayv. It's not, no. Suchas, yes. So the materia mamata, even in the case where there's a chi of tefillah deraisa, so you're really accomplishing a deraisa dika tikkun, the materia still holds its mutter. Okay. The oisim holds also even ken which only chayv tefillah derabbanan. But the mice, if once it's a chiyuv tefila, so it's considered a tikkun on a derabbanan level. So that's also even though you need it for Shabbos, they still hold it's also. Yireish Shemayim should give it to the government matana. So the Mishabura Mashal the Mitzala Din Maskam Ladei Rishon. The language of the Shulchan Aruch means you really hold Mikra Din. Really, you could be tefila, but Yireish Shemayim should not do that because we have another eitz. The Rambam, however, passes like Mikra than like the second Shita. That's also. Even according to the second Shita, which Aser is Bidiyavid, if a person did it, maybe Bidiyavid is Mutter to use. Okay. It says maybe. Shabur in other places said when in regards to the bidyevet of being mishtamish for someone who was you did an iser, it was a sheet which is matter it, we don't ask for bidyevet. So I'm not sure what the Mishnah Berurah says efshur. It's not bari chayv in tefila. Nearly the yesh dismachal day rishonim the tefila the chatchila. Kshiyav shalos says the menachal eitzes mevordes b'shulchan aruch. If you don't have other options, since it's not even bari that you're doing a tikkun, because could be it's not even chayv in tefila. So I could argue, listen, could be it's mutter to do the tikkun, and even if it's also to do tikkun, who said there's a tikkun taking place over here? So I have multiple arguments to say that it's mutter, so I can be tayvul it. You get to a matana. Baba gavli also lit the matana b'shabbos. Kama shekaz v'simin shenvav hacha shori mishum tzarich shabbos. So even though we had before that you can't do transactions, and transactions include not only mechira but even matana, but the tzarich shabbos matana is mut. Fine. Then you borrow it back. So we can't rely on this long term. After Shabbos, you must get it back and travel it because it's going to stay by you. So basically, it's Nikra al Shem the Yisrael. It's Kili Yisrael's Kli, and he's been Mishtamash without Tvila. So you have to get it back. Might have belongs to the goy, so you should. It's not valid. He was marked it back to you, so you take without a bracha, or you get the bracha with another kli. So if you have a kli which you can use to draw water, you melana mayim ve'enam avorich, but you can't make a bracha. Those enam oz we're not making a bracha. Mochel shares the same tefila. If you make a bracha, it's obviously doing the same tefila. So you don't make a bracha. It could be you're just doing it because you want to draw water. Therefore, Pasha Zadavkim ain't like Kli Acher the Tzarcha Shabbos. It means you're doing a mitzvah tefillah without a bracha, which is the wrong lechatchila also. Tarsi, you have no other eitzah, we'll let you do that. The Avachi also, Neshim Av said a bracha, be a dayim. It's not right to take away the bracha, so this is only an eitzah b'di'evet. You have no other option. Okay.